The popular Irish playwright during the modern period is John Millington Synge. John Millington Synge, 1871 to 1909. His full name is Edmund John Millington Synge. Apart from being a famous playwright, he was famously noted as a collector of folklore. He was a key figure in the Irish literary revival. He was one of the co-founders of the Abbey Theatre, along with W.B. Yeats, Lady Gregory, and others. Synge is famously known for his play, The Playboy of the Western World. The Playboy of the Western World, a play, is so popular that it caused riot in Dublin during its opening run at the Abbey Theatre. His writings are mainly concerned with the world of the Roman Catholic peasants of rural England. That is, Synge is more concerned with the Christian peasant population of rural England and their dialects as well. Synge also joined Dublin Naturalist Field Club and read the works of Charles Darwin. Synge later developed an interest in portraying the Aran Island, Aran, Aran Island, in many of his plays, and became a member of Irish League for a year. He also wrote poems, and the first published poem, influenced by William Wordsworth, is Cottabos, a College Miscellany. Cottabos, Cottabos, a College Miscellany. Now let's move on to the work of Synge. The first play is In the Shadow of the Glen. In the Shadow of the Glen is a one-act play. The plot is simple. Here the story involves Daniel Buck, an elderly farmer, and means who is living with his wife, Nora Buck. Daniel always suspect Nora because he believed Nora got a lover, Michael Dara. So one day, to check Nora, he acted as if he were dead, and Nora went to get the help of Michael. He plays dead again when Nora and Michael return, but leaps up in protest when Michael proposes to Nora. The second work is Riders to the Sea, 1904. It is a one-act tragedy. The play is set in Aran Islands, which need to be noted for the exam point of view. And Synge play is this play is especially noted for capturing the poetic dialogue of rural Ireland. The plot is based on the hopeless struggle of a people against the relentless cruelty to the sea. The plot he got means the inspiration for this plot he got it from a real story of a boy who washed ashore. The famous character in this play is Maurya, who lost her husband and five of her sons to the sea. The famous speech given by Maurya at the end of the play is, "They are all gone now, and there isn't anything more the sea can do to me. They are all gone now, and there isn't anything more the sea can do to me." This was the famous last lines of Maurya in this play. The third work of Synge is The Will of the Saints, 1905. It is a three-act play, once again performed at Abbey Theatre. The setting is in the mountainous district in the east of Ireland. There lived a couple. The plot involves a couple, Martin Doyle, an elderly blind beggar who lives with his wife, Mary Doyle. Both Martin Doyle and Mary Doyle was given a belief that they both look beautiful in spite of the fact that they are old and ugly. And this townsfolk, they made their best to believe the fact that they both look beautiful. So they both loved the company of each other, and they were living happily. And they happened to meet a saint, and who promised to give them their sight actually. The saint cures them of their blindness with water from a holy well, and at first sight they are disgusted by each other. Martin and Dowell, now they Mary Dowell, the first sight only they got that disgusted feeling, and but they managed to go on to work, and they have to face a lot of troubles, and they didn't find any happiness of having this eyesight, so they requested the saint to restore blindness. The fourth play is The Playboy of the Western World, 1907. Here the year is important, 1907. It's a three-act play performed at the Abbey Theatre, Dublin. It tells the story of Christy Mahon. Christy Mahon, Mahon. A young man running away from his farm, claiming he killed his father. This heroic story was very much was interesting for the locals and they enjoyed the story rather than condemning the immortality of his murderous deed. And in fact, Christie's tale captures the romantic attention of a barmaid, Piggin Mike. P-E-G-E-E-N, Piggin Mike. The play is best known for its use of the poetic evocative language of the Hiberno English. This particular English dialect is heavily influenced by Irish language, since celebrates the lyrical speech of the Irish.